Here is a panorama of the books of the Bible in approximate chronological order. Many of the books of the prophets overlap parts of the kingdom books, and some of the Psalms were written after the departure into exile. In the New Testament, all the writings of John are placed at the end because John wrote them all at the close of the first century. This is the order we will follow in reading and learning about the 66 books of the Bible. The story begins with Genesis, Job, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The entry into Canaan includes Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. Then the kingdom is described in 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 Chronicles, 1 and 2 Kings, and 2 Chronicles. During that time, much poetry was written, the Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon. God sent prophets to talk to his people, to confront them and encourage them, Obadiah, Joel, Jonah, Amos, Hosea, Isaiah, Micah, Nahum, Jeremiah, Zephaniah, Habakkuk, and the Lamentations of Jeremiah. In exile, Daniel and Ezekiel were the prophets, and after the return to Canaan, to Palestine, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Then the story of Jesus Christ and his church begins with Mark, Matthew, Luke, Acts, Hebrews, Galatians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Romans, Ephesians, Colossians, Philemon, and Philippians. There were four other general epistles, general letters written, James, Jude, 1 Peter, and 2 Peter, and three pastoral letters, 1 Timothy, Titus, and 2 Timothy. And closing out the New Testament, John wrote at the very end of the first century, the Gospel of John, three epistles, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the book of the Revelation. The Bible is the story of God's dealings with a particular part of humanity, the descendants of Jacob, with their interactions with their neighbors, and the culmination of God's plan in sending the Son to bring a much more expansive salvation and the completion of God's plan. The panorama of the Bible begins with the creation, the beginning of the spread of humanity, the great flood, and then the focus on a particular individual, Abraham. His grandson, Jacob, and all Jacob's family move to Egypt and are enslaved for 400 years. Under the leadership of Moses, they escape Egypt, meet God at Mount Sinai, and eventually enter the land of Canaan. For many years, the descendants of Jacob are ruled by occasional judges as needed. The kingdom begins with Saul, who is replaced by David, and then David's son Solomon. The two of them responsible for much of the poetical books. Then the kingdom splits north and south into Israel and Judah, and God sends a long series of prophets to confront the people. Israel is first to go into exile under the onslaught of the Assyrians. Judah follows a little later during the attacks of Babylon. The Persian king Cyrus let those who wanted to return go home and rebuild Jerusalem. After several hundred years, the star appeared over Bethlehem. Jesus Christ grew up and began his ministry of calling, healing, and teaching, culminating in his sacrificial and atoning death on the cross, his resurrection and ascension. When the Holy Spirit replaced him among his followers, the church was born and expanded outward from Jerusalem and Judea to Samaria and to the surrounding nations. Paul, with Luke and others, was instrumental in spreading the good news and establishing churches, to some of which he wrote letters. Others of the original followers of Jesus also wrote letters, more general and more widely spread. The Apostle John wrote his own gospel account, three letters to churches around the area of Ephesus in Asia Minor, and completed the Bible with his unveiling of what lies ahead.